Okay, good morning. Today's Amud is Psachim Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Just a note again of scheduling. Friday is a legal holiday here, so the chakras, instead of being over at 7, we'll probably be over at 7:30. So we'll learn at 7:30, Mirz Hashem, 7:30 to 7, till around 10 to 8, instead of learning at 7 o'clock. Okay, so we left off Gimel Amud Aleph towards the bottom of the page. We had been discussing for a blot and a half why the Mishnah started off with the word Ar. What does Ar mean? Does Ar mean the night of the 14th? Does it mean the day of the 14th? Ar means light, but does it mean day or night? We've proven that ultimately Ar means night in the context of Mishnah. That's how we rule, of course, Halach L'maisa. The question was, then why does the Mishnah use the word Ar and confuse us? Just use the word Laila. So the Gemara answered, it used the word Ar as opposed to Laila, because we want to have a positive Lashon. Laila is more of a negative connotation. We spoke out, it's not mamish negative. You find the word Laila is used all over the Torah. It just means R is more positive, and we prefer to use more positive verbiage than negative verbiage. That was the Gemara's say. The Gemara actually pointed out that we find many places in the Torah where the Torah added an extra 7, 8 letters, 9 letters, 16 letters to say a Lashon of a nenutar, she'enetar, l'shaynes, as opposed to saying tame, to speak in a more positive language as opposed to negative. I guess spoke out the modern day equivalent example was, instead of saying something's a sheker, you say it's nishnemes, right? You speak in a more positive type of light. That was the Gemara from yesterday. So the Gemara then proceeded to ask, the Gemara then brought a proof from the Pesukim that this applies not just in Torah, it applies also in Nevi'im, and it applies also in Divrei Chachamim. Now, ask the Gemara now. Uve'isha like Siv America. So the Gemara had said that we don't say a Lashon of, let's say, Merkav, Vainisha, because Merkav describes the woman's feet being, when she rides on an animal, her feet are spread apart, her feet are over the size of the animal. It's a little bit of a discussion, a description which is not so nucky, again, it's a little tight, but we don't want to say a Lashon which isn't so nucky, we don't want to say a Davar Maguna. So ask the Gemara, is that so? Isha, like Siv, Merkav, by a woman does not say, do we never find the Lashon of Merkav by an Isha? Aivach Siv, Atakum Rivkan Arsah, Fatir Kavna al Gamalim. It says that Rivkan Arsah, they got up and they rode on the Gamalim, very clear. It says Lashon Vatir Kavna. Well, again, we're in the second bottom line. I'll give them off. It says Vatir Kavna al Gamalim. They rode on the Gamalim. What happened to not using these Lashonis of riding by an Isha? It says, Mara Hasamashim Bisus of the Gamalim. Over there, it's because of the fear of being in the Gamalim. Whoever's ever ridden, most people do this when they go to Israel, along the roads on one of these, when they're driving on one of their tours, you'll see some camels on the side of the road, and you go for a break, and they give you the camel rides. And when you sit on the back of a camel and it stands up, it's, unless you have zero fear of heights, it's quite high. It's quite high up. The person gets a little afraid. What's the normal thing to do there? You want to wedge yourself on as tight as possible, as secure as possible. Says Rashi, bottom Rashi of the page, Shugavoyim Misyare. The camel height is very—it's pretty tall, and a person is afraid to topple, to fall down. Over there, it's very normal to ride a taka with the feet, instead of sometimes when you're sitting on something low down, you're more comfortable, you can sit with both feet on the same side of the horse, meaning she can sit as if she's sitting on a chair with both feet on one side of the horse, like not so secure. But on a camel, which is much taller, a person's more afraid, and therefore it's normal for the woman to sit with her feet, one on each side, one on each leg, one on each side of the camel, and her arms, one on each side, to be secure. So over there, we're going to use that Lashon, even though it is the Lashon of Merkav Venisha, because it's the fear, that's the normal way to sit. That is the way to sit. And therefore we're not gonna mislabel it. It's considered, again, we're not saying these words are bad, they're just not as nucky, but in a case where that is the proper description, therefore we say it that way. Says the Gemara. But it says that Mesha took his wife and his sons, and he Vayakivim al Khamar, donkey. Is not that tall, doesn't go that fast, not that scary. Well, over there we sing a Lashon of Rechiva by Moshe's wife, has some type of Kimo Beis, Moshe Banavarachu. Over there in the Pasuk it says he put his wife and his sons. By sons, saying the Lashon of Rechiva, a Lashon of being Rechiv, is not a problem at all. It's not a problem, it's not considered even, it's not lack of being Naki at all. And therefore, he used the Lashon of Rechiv because the sons are mentioned in the Pasuk as well, even though his wife was there also. Vachsev, Vahaya. Rechev Sachamar, this is when she came to meet David HaMelech, right? Avigail, she was riding down the mountain at night to ask David not to kill Nevel. So she was riding Recheves al Chamar, riding on a donkey. It's the Lashon of Chamar. And again, it says Recheves. Mur gives three answers why Recheves was appropriate over there. Either A, Hasan should be Susa Delilah. It was nighttime. So even on a Chamar, it's a little bit of more, the general just being on a night is more scary. And therefore, she would try to be more secure on this donkey. And therefore, it's urchi to say lashna v'chiva. Even if you want to say there's no fear of night, but you know there is fear. She was going to meet the king with the power to kill her husband. She was trying to beg for mercy, not to kill her husband. She was afraid of the melech. Even if it wasn't the fear of David, rather, it says he was riding down the mountain. When she's riding down the mountain, even on a donkey, when you're going down a mountain, it's going to get a little scary, and therefore, Lashon Rechiva again makes sense because it's a proper description of how she's going to try to anchor herself onto the animal's back, and therefore, over there, we would use the word Rechiva. Ask the Gemara still. This is really a question we had the Gavi Ar and Laila, the more asked the Gavi Tumah. We said that the Torah goes out of its way to say Inan Torah, but it says so many times in the Torah, it does say the word Tameh. So the word Tameh is used so many times. Ella, Kalecha, again, we're Gimel Amen, we're Gimel Beis, we are about eight lines down from the top of the page. It says Gemara, Ella, Kalecha, Tichi Adadininu, wherever the amount, the length of the words are going to be the same, wherever the length of words are the same, then we say the lashon mishtav lashon nakiya kalech the nefisha mili, where it's going to be longer by speaking lashon nakiya then mishtav lashon katsara big aside. So we talk to use the word tummy. You know why? Because we don't want to say spend more letters and more words just to say lashon nakiya. Even though I'm not clearly seem to say that the Torah does do that, the more now is falling off it. The more saying when I say falling off it, not those cases. Rashi explains. We'll get back there in a second. Those cases still exist, but in general the rule is we have two options. We have two deciding factors. One is lashon nakiya. One is speaking, teaching in the shortest, most abridged way possible. It's better for attention, it's better for memory, better for retention, attention span. Shorter is better. But we weigh the two things. If the verbiage is equal, the letters are equal, the language is equal, we go Lashon Nakiya. If saying the not Lashon Nakiya is going to be able to keep it shorter, we'd rather go shorter. The case is an Amud Aleph, that was to demonstrate the importance of speaking Lashon Nakiya. We had the Torah in a few places switched from the shorter or the more abridged version to a longer version, just to show you the importance of Lashon Nakiya. But again, the general rule is shortness does supersede Lashon Nakiya. Why we needed a few places to teach the rule, I don't know. They're trying to do it just a question. I think the Rani asked the question, the Ritva, they do discuss it. I don't remember any answers offhand. But Rashi doesn't address that question. Rashi over here just addresses that. What about the case of Amud Aleph? Hanivil Il? That's Lamdacha teaches Tzarech Loimer Lach Tzarech Lashon Nakiya. That's teaching the importance of going to Lashon Nakiya. So a few places the Torah even longer to show the importance of Naki. And over here, in these places, but wherever it's Tamid, the Torah takes the shorter version to teach the importance of writing in the shorter manner. Okay, says the Gemara. Kitam Ravuna Brav. This idea of teaching Lashon Ksara is like Ravuna Brav taught. Vamila Amar Ravuna Amar Rav Meshimer Meir La'el Mishanan Talmidei Lashon Derech Ksara. A person always teaches Talmud Derech Ksara in a concise manner, the most concise manner possible. The better the way to teach. Fine. Period. In fact, Amar Chalayech Tiyadat Inenu. You tell me once it's equal amount of letters, you're still going to use Lashon Naki. We have one case which is Shver Mishtoy Lashon Kavod. You tell me you use Lashon Kavod. The Mar Ovias says Lashon Kavod, not Lashon Naki. Interesting. It switches. Okay. We tell wherever it's the same amount of letters, we say Lashon Covered. The pasuk before that we quoted had Recheves is the same amount of letters as Yesheves, same amount of letters. Pick the Lashon Naki. You've fallen off your last answers from before. Pick Lashon Naki, says Gemara, Yesheves Chedadinu, become Recheves. Answer Gemara, Recheves Ksiv, the Torah wrote Recheves without the Vav. So Recheves without the Vav is one less letter than Yesheves. What's the obvious taina? Yesheves also compared without the Vav. The reason why it's one less letter is because it was chaser. Nu, Yeshev, the same thing. Jump into Rashi. Rechev is ksiv without a vav. V'yafagav, yes, Rashi is like a taisvis. V'yafagav, the mutz l'mechtav nam Yeshev is chaser. Even Yeshev is also could be written in chaser. Says Rashi, miyu kol chaser shabateru lidrish bam. Every chaser is lidrish. It's not stam. You get meaning the rechevis happens to be chaser. Maybe for other reasons. But once it's chaser, it's shorter than Yeshevis. Therefore, we write it. Yeshevis wasn't chaser, and therefore it's going to be longer. What are you going to tell me? Write Yeshev is chaser. No, because chaseris and yeseris have other purposes also. They have purposes of other drushas. It's going to mix up with those other purposes of other drushas, and therefore we're going to be left with Yeshevis. If we're writing it, it has to be only Rechevis was being written chaser. Rechevis chaser is less than Yeshevis, and therefore it's fine. You could say a simple answer also. I mean, Tosafos has the same question. You could say a simple answer that the Gemara never fell off this last answer. I mean, the Gemara said that you always speak Lashon Nakiya, even if it's more letters. Gemara ran into a question that the Maisi do find the word Tamei, in some places. So Mar said, you're right. You try to teach Lashon Ketzara, in a shorter Lashon, where it's the same amount of letters, then you teach in the Lashon Naki. But we had a different answer before for the words Recheves. What was the answer before for Recheves? Because B'Susa, when there's fear, the proper way to ride is, Taka, the normal, I should say proper, but the normal way is to ride like a Rechev. So that answer still sticks. So that answer never, that answer never got slugged up. We just, we weren't relying on it because we had a whole new approach to the Gemara, but the answer is still there. So it could be the Kash again. The Gemara is not saying that because Gemara asks, why don't we say, why do you say Yeshevas? Say Yeshevas instead of Rechevas? And we said, no, Rechevas is a Chaser. So what we're saying is, it could be the whole Kash itself is not so stark. The whole Kash is not so stark because you already have an answer that was satisfactory, namely that there's Bisusa, therefore over there, Rechevas was the proper word regardless. Okay. Hanichi Talmidi Dav Yashvi, Kamei Rav. There were two Talmidi that were sitting for the Rav Chanamar. One said, Shavis and I Shmaitse Kedavar Acher Mesam. One said, they made this Shmaitse to us like a tired davaracha, like a tired pig, right? Whatever the davaracha, of course, is a euphemism. Davaracha could be a euphemism for relations. Davaracha is sometimes a euphemism for avodah zarah, but very commonly, it's davaracha is a euphemism for chazer, for a pig. So he only used the euphemism, but he was trying to describe how the shmaitza tired us out. Like a tired pig, he's trying to say that it did us in, but the expression he used to compare the learning to even a davaracha, even using the euphemism lashon is not considered laudable, as we'll see. Another one said, this learning made us like a tired baby goat. So one used a much more nucky baby goat. This kasha is called Pesach. Baby goat is, you know, is a kosher animal. And one used the davaracher, the leishtei Rav Hadayach, and Rav didn't want to speak the first one because of his usage of the non-bakavadika lashon. The two talmidim sitting in front of Hillel, Chaminah Rechem and Zakai. The two talmidim in front of Hillel, one of them we know was Rechem and Zakai. V'amila, some say it was Kamid Rebbe, wasn't in front of Hillel, it was in front of Rebbe. Chaminah Rechem, and one of them was Rebbe. So either it's Rechem in front of Rebbe, Rebbe Yechon Zakai in front of Hillel with another talmid chacham. The key point is going to be the Rebbe Yechonans. Chanamar, Mibrema Baitzrim Batara. One of the talmidim asked, why do we harvest grapes? We make sure when we harvest grapes, we do a batara. They make a batara, but when it comes to harvesting, meiskim is lashon that used by olives. When it comes to harvesting olives, we're not makbet we do a batara. That's how one asked the question. By saying you're not makbet batara means you can even do a batumah, but he didn't say that. He said we're not makbet batara. The chanamar mema baitzim batara meiskim batumah. One said, why do we do batira of grapes batara, and why we meisik the olives batumah? The kshala really is the liquid that comes off these grapes or the olives potentially can be machshel the kabbatumah. Some reason by the grapes were being machmir and by the olives were not, could be because it has to be kiyuta, it has to be liquids that you're happy with, that you want, and by the, could be the grapes here okay with it, by the olives you're not okay with it, therefore one can make a really kabbatumah. Fine, that's not really a sugya. The point is, one set of lashon of that you don't do the olives batara, and one set of lashon of you do the olives batumah. Notice the difference. Says the Gemara, Amar muftachani bazeh, so either it was Hillel or Rebbe, whoever the whichever version of the story we go with, said, I'm certain about this Talmud, the one who said it first, the Lashon of Tara, Shemayor Rabbi Yisrael. He's going to be a place, he's going to be Meir Rabbi Yisrael. Taka wasn't many days, I mean a short time passed, Achahur Rabbi Yisrael, until this Talmud, namely, presumably it's Rabbi Yechonon, Menzaki, Rabbi Yechonon, presumably that was, we know that's the case about them, right? Maybe it's other Talmud as well, but we know that's the case of Rabbi Yechonon, Menzaki, so presumably they were the ones that spoke in the Lashonaki, and indeed they became a Meir Rabbi Kaya. So what's the connection between speaking Lashonakiya and being Meir Rabbi? You want to tell me that he's going to become a Baal Musar? He's become a Balmidas. He's going to write Sefer Musar. He's proper Nagus. I'm not minimizing that. That's a Gevaldik Gezach to have proper Midas Lusidus. That's the Tafkid in this world is to be as much like Hashem and connect to Hakadosh Baruch as much as possible. We know Torah is the best way to connect to Hashem, but having wonderful Midas and emulating the ways of Hakadosh Baruch Hu is trying to be Mechubadik, Derech Nagi is a beautiful thing. But what does that have to do? We don't just give Torah in a gift. Torah doesn't just get gift wrapped. We don't say that, oh, he speaks nicely, so now all of a sudden he's Talmid Chacham. Typically, I mean, actually, there is a maimer, it's very interesting. It's not a secret again, my father, Lashem Furush Lema, what happened last week. Someone came to one of the medical personnel that was there on the spot that helped take care of him. One of the people came to help him out, so he also came to visit afterwards. So his father-in-law is a very, very talented cardiologist. Very talented, from like, and he's extremely humble, extremely abnormally humble. So I found out, quoted for him, it's based on a Lashon Rambam, but I forgot who he quoted it from, that a person who gets insulted and doesn't respond, the person who you chat from and doesn't answer, famous, that's the ultimate level of Derech Hashem. So one of the later Mefarshim say that if a person has those midas, even if he didn't properly learn Torah, because he's so connected to Hashem, because he's so above acting like a regular human, he's something to Hashem, he will automatically get Torah. So there is such a concept that's brought down. He was, the reason why it came up, as my father was saying about this doctor, that could be he has knowledge way beyond what's normal for a regular doctor because he's such a humble person, and he has, and his in that world, could be he got the same type of a, could be, he made a mashal nimshal. Okay, but the point is, I don't want to say that if you don't get Torah just as a matana for being close to Hashem. On the contrary, this farm do bring such a concept. But as a general rule, we typically say that when it comes to learning, you got to schmitz, you got to work, you spend a someone who's smarter, someone with better attention, may get it faster, but the bottom line is, without putting in effort, you're not going to get the Torah. So because he spoke nicely, therefore he got the Torah, and the kasha is better than the answer. I think the answer may simply just be, the way to properly approach Torah is someone with proper Derech Eretz, avad you have to put in the work. But if you have the proper Derech Eretz before you put in the work, you'll be more successful at that learning Torah. That's the pshat of the Gemara. Okay, fine. Says more further. Hanu tasi kanim, there are three kanim. Again, another story relating to the way people use their terminology. Chad Amarlu Higyan Kapul. There are three Kahanim that were getting the shear of Lechem Apanim. One says, I got a piece of Lechem Apanim the size of a bean. Chad Amar Higyan Kazayas. One said, I got Lechem Apanim the size of an olive. The Chad Amar Higyan Kazayas. And one said, I got Lechem Apanim like the shear, like the size of the tail of a lizard. That's like Shmak Wayne described your Lechem Apanim. But they check if this third one who described his portion like the size of the tail of a lizard. By the way, the lizard is one of the Shemayna Shratzim. Not Stam. It's not like Stam compared to a critter. It's one of the Shemayna Shratzim, like both things compared to. So, but they checked the aftermath and found a Shemis of Psul in his Yichus. So, we see the way he spoke was a hint, an indication of his overall essence. In fact, Yamara, one second, why did they check? You don't check from the Mezech, meaning if someone is on a Kayan doing a Vaida, you don't check his Ichas afterwards. Once you see that a Vaida, that means he's already been verified and he's a Kayan. You don't check to see his Ichas. So to hear, if he's serving in the Beis Hamikdash, collecting a portion of Lechem Apanim, the presumption is, if he got from Lechem Apanim, he served, right? If he's got from Lechem Apanim, he must have served, which Lavdafka, all the kanim in the Mishmar, get a portion of the Chabadim. I'm not sure they all had to have served. But the point is, the assumption is he had served. So, Chayra, you shouldn't be checking Mechlal. Gemara says, Lay Tame Hashem is Psil, Elay Meshach is Psil. Don't say that they found a shemesh psul in his yichus, rather shachas psul. They found like a strong psul of his overall personality. He was a balgaiva. They found the strong psul of his personality that he was making fun of. That's why he made fun of this kachem. He referred to it as a lata, and that would make him disqualified from avaida. Not talking yichus. We don't check yichus after he's doing avaida. That make him pass the yichus. Or you could say ibay seima shani hasim do you adafer nafshei because he spoke in this language, which we're saying this language is not so. This is not a proper. A proper way to speak. So therefore, he gave us reason to inspect. We typically don't inspect. Once we have Vaida, we say it must be as a good yichas. But if he gave us reason to inspect, we're going to inspect. The attack inspected and found it a shemitz of psul. Now, there's some basic questions on this story. We're saying that one received the size of a bean, one received the size of a gazayas, one received the size of the tail of a lizard. Why did they get different shear? Presumably, by lechem apanim, you have the kanim, you see how many, and you divide pieces that are equal for each one. Why would they get different amounts? So, the first give a couple of answers. One answer is very simple. It wasn't the same week. They're sitting around the table, not by the base of Midrash, and they're giving an account of what the portion they received. Every mishmer, there's different mishmeres. This mishmer, there was 8 kanim, to make up numbers. This mishmer had 20 kanim, and this one had 30 kanim. So based on how many kanim they were how many? How much each kohen got as part of the Lechem Apanim, and therefore they got different amounts because they were different mishmeres. Simple answer. Another answer is, this is a beautiful pshat, I think someone's thinking about it, is that it was all the same shear. It was the same way we're discussing in our Gemara about proper verbiage, a proper description. It's also, it's about, a lot of it has to do with attitude. One guy said, I got like a bean. The other one said, I got like a zayas. The other one said, I got like the tail of a lizard. It was the same way the descriptions were different. They were all describing the same amount, and they still describe it differently because of the way, it's not just it's perception, or it's the way a person looks at it, not just the reality that's on the ground. Now, one basic question is, that the chayra, all the shear, the shear of a bean is smaller than a gzayis, is a gzayis. But a bean is presumably smaller than a gzayis. So could you give a kain an achila of kachin less than a gzayis? Is that called an achila? We know typically a shear of achila is a gzayis. You know, give a kain to eat less than a gzayis, the chayra is not an achila. If it's not an achila, how do you eat the mitzvah of achila's kachin? Says the base lady of a big yisayin. He has a yisayin, he says in kachin a few places, here's one of the big places where it brings it out. The mitzvah of kachin is, it should be eaten by kanim. Even if I eat less than a gzayis, it's still called eating. If I have a mitzvah to do, like an achilas matzah, right? So I need to eat kazayas. I need to eat kazayas. But by kachem, the mitzvah isn't so much that I have a chiv to eat. It's not a chiv on me to eat. It's a chiv on the item to be nechal. Kachem has to be eaten up. If it's eaten, even less than a shiva kazayis by multiple people, it was all eaten up. You don't need a kazayis by any one person for it to be eaten up. He actually points out the only time you find, I think it's the only time he says, that by kachim, there's a shiva chilas by karm pesach. Because karm pesach has two elements. There's an inyan that the pesach, like all the kachim, has to be eaten up. And beside that, you can have people eating less than kazayis betzim, but each person has a chiv to eat a karm pesach. If I have a chiv to karm pesach, I'd have to eat a kazayis to be eaten that chiv. So over there, you have both elements. You have the mitzvah of the kachim and sidai, mitzvah itself to be eaten up. Between Nechel Bakanim and in the midst of the person to eat the Karbasa, but otherwise over here, there'll be no obligation to eat a Kazayas Shmak Yisayt from the base lady. Okay, let's go a little further. Says the Gemara, Hawar Ramah, there was this Armenian, the Havi Salik, who'd go up to Yishlayim, Bachel Pesacham Yishlayim. He'd make believe as a Yid, and he'd join into a group, into Chabura, and eat Karbasa. Amar, he said, wants to read a Masera. Kol benechar leichabai. Pasuk kol benechar leichabai. Kol ar leichabai. Va'ana and I, hakachinu mishbir shvuri. I eat from the best pieces of the animal for the Pesach. I make sure to get the nicest cut of the Karm Pesach. He was like teasing how I'm a guy, I'm like a malt, and I get from the best parts of Karm Pesach. Amalei Rebbe Maseir, Rebbe Maseir says he wanted to trip him up. Mika safu lech ma'alya, do they feed you from the fatty tail? You know, you don't eat from the alya of the Karm Pesach. Do they feed you from the fatty tail? Amalei lai, he said no. So kisach lasam emelu safu ma'alya. So Rebbe Maseir knew when you go up there, tell them to feed you from the fatty tail. Kisach, when he went up to Eretz Yushlayim to do his regular trick, this guy, Amalum Aya Safali said, give me from the fatty tail. Amalay Ayala Gavayasak, what are you talking about? The Ayah gets birth of Mizbeach. Then they said, 1 second. Amalay Man Amr Lachachi, who told you to start asking for the fatty tail? Amalu, he said, Rebido Ben Maseira, it's Rebido Maseira, he gave me this advice. Amru Mayan Hai Kaman, what's going on over here? We know Rebido Maseira knows the halacha, that you don't eat the fatty tail, so it must be there's more to the story. So Bad Kabashe, they attacked a check, Vashuk Armahu, they realized he was an Armenian who's playing games with them all these years, for Kaldun, they killed him. Big discussion for Hashem. He's Chayv Misa for that. Yeah, he attacked the Tablin, he's Chayv Misa. Why'd they kill him for that? You know, you could punish him. Why'd they kill him? Okay, he's not going. Fine, that's not. What? Even so, you don't give misa for that. Maybe misa b'shemayim. There's no capital punishment to Adam for a tummy eating it. It's a good point. Maybe misa b'shemayim for tummy eating kachem. Maybe it's chayv karis, but you don't give misa to Adam. Maybe it's a migdur milsa. Maybe they need to set an example for people not to fool around. Okay. For kolu, they killed him. Shalchu le'Rabbi Yehuda Maseira. They sent to Maseira the following message. Shalom lecha. Shalom lach, Rabbi Yehuda Maseira. Peace to you, Rabbi Maseira. The atzim and tzivin. If anyone's learning daf, you just had this three, four blad ago where they sent the shalter of Akiva in jail and to Rabbi Yehuda, who is Maseira, who is weird. Ben Etzivin in Chutzlar is Ben Etzivin. So Shalom Achabida Maseira at Ben Etzivin. You're Ben Etzivin. Umusnaschal Purus Bishlayim, and your net spreads as far as Yishlayim, meaning your trick, you're able to cause a reaction in Yishlayim all the way from Etzivin. Let's see one more story, and then we'll just speak out quickly a little about this about the Yudim Maseira, and we'll stop. Rav Kana Cholash Shadrula. You know, let's speak out right now about Yudim Maseira. How's he doing? How's he Ben Etzivin? How's Yudim Maseira not in Yishlayim? What happened to the evening Karm Pesach? What happened to being Oyler Rego? What's going on over here? So the Taisa addressed the question about Eilei Regel. Taisa says that he was a Zaken, or he was a Chayla, or he didn't own the land. Someone who doesn't own land in Israel is not Mechiv and Eilei Regel. So if Eilei Regel, you have three answers. Zaken, Chayla, or he didn't own land in Israel. But the question is, what about Karm Pesach? What happened to Karm Pesach? Forget about Eilei Regel. That would be a good answer for Shmuz and Zukis. He doesn't own land in Israel. He's a Zaken, Chayla. What happened to Al Tachiv Karm Pesach? So again, you can say he's Mamish, Zaken, Chayla. He can't go to Israel. That could be an answer for Karm Pesach. But Zach wants to say that the teretz, this teretz is a major yisayit, in not just Karm Pesach, in all mitzvahs. Sach wants to say he was b'derech chayka. The halacha of the Moses pasuk say when a person is b'derech chayka, then that's when they bring pesach sheni. Someone who was either tameh or b'derech chayka, he brings pesach sheni. Says mechus chinuch, that's not a good taina, because if he happened to be b'derech chayka, ba'ina is fine. But if he's b'derech chayka, it's not because he chose to be. Yeah, I'm the day of b'derech pesach. He's too far away to be the Karm Pesach. But why did he allow himself to be far away from the base of Mikdash on our Pesach? He should have prepared, right? Ezer Chachamar Ezer Neila should have prepared. So the Kolbay and the Erchus Chaim, sorry, no, I'm in the wrong piece, the Mikdash Chinuch and the Tzlach apparently are having a machlekes what an obligation is in terms of preparing for mitzvahs. Meaning, it's clear the day of Erech Pesach, he's not around, he has an exemption. But is it my obligation to put myself in a matzah that I can be ready for a mitzvah or avoid being in a matzah that I'll need to be? The classic case where this comes up is Michal Shabbos, right? A baby gets a bris on Shabbos. The halacha is, Gemara tells us, if you didn't get bathed in hot water, it's the Tabas Gemara, at least they felt it was a sakana's life and death. So, do you have to prepare hot water before you mechuyev to? Zikr, you should. That's everyone's going to agree. That's the best thing to do. But is that obligation to or no? You do the bris, and once you do the bris, now the baby's in a matzah sakana sefashas. The terrorists do the bris of Shabbos. Once matzah sakana sefashas, you now heat hot water. Or do you say no? Since you could prepare it and you should prepare it, maybe you lose the ability to even do the bris on Shabbos because you didn't prepare it. That could lechayr be telling it's machlekes. According to Mechus Chinuch, it's your obligation to prepare, and not preparing is not an excuse. And therefore, the Chizkiya does not like the Tzach's answer. Why Rabbi Yisrael was in, maybe because he was old and other reasons was well, but he didn't want to say the answer that he's Bader Chayka, therefore he's Pater. Make sure you're not Bader Chayka, right? That's the Mechaz Chinuch. But the Tzach seems to be of the opinion that no, that maybe it's better, Avadi's Maskel, it's better to prepare as much as possible, to be able to any, as many mitzvahs properly as possible. But if you didn't prepare, it doesn't take away your Heter, your Patur, or your, in the case of Shabbos, it wouldn't take away potentially your Heter to do the Bris Milah and then make hot water for the baby. When Nita will puzzle here, we'll stop here. Is Jeff picking for tomorrow? Have a